we're working on trying to fund the government for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
What they call a continuing resolution to fund the government, since the Senate hasn't passed a budget, we have to do this short-term fix in order to keep the government running. So that's going to be our main part of the agenda this week. And we're also working hard to get a farm bill to the floor and get that passed. Our farmers need some constancy in there. What's happening in agriculture is a pretty big industry in our district, and we're working hard on getting that to the floor, getting that done as well. But I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a kind of an interesting time right now, because when some of the reports I see that Speaker of the House Boehner saying that some of the votes on these things may not come until after the election. So where does it put a guy like you, who is currently on the campaign trail?
Well, I just got back to Washington after, about 5 weeks in the district. I've been doing what I call my house calls with Dr. Dan tour. We're talking to people, across the district, talking to seniors. I stopped in several senior centers. I stopped to farmers, talking to people in small business. The number one issue is the economy, and we're working to try to, make that better. Mr. Obama's policies have failed. We still have a huge unemployment rate in northern Michigan. And, I'm looking forward to the election, where hopefully we can change the administration and get some real reforms into our government that's going to allow people in business to hire more and get our unemployment rate down.
Well, are we going to see any work come out of Washington here in the next couple of days? I mean, the farm bill is one of the key issues, as you mentioned, and we've been talking about that on the program here for the last couple of weeks, but also with this funding package and budget issues, with one side saying hoping to get it done, other side saying that we're going to wait till after the election. What's really going to happen now over the next, let's say, few days in Washington for you?
I think we're going to get the funding done, because we already have an agreement with the Senate and the White House to fund the government through the end of the year. That's going to happen. I believe the vote's going to be on Thursday. But I think they've already had an agreement put forward. I don't think there's going to be any threat of a government shutdown. You learn something new every day here. Yesterday was our first day back. Basically, we were able to spend a little time commemorating 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
That was 11 years yesterday. I mean, we all remember where we were when that happened. We've still got a lot of troubles in the Middle East. Our ambassador to Libya was just murdered. We got a lot of issues facing us here, and we're just going to work on it.
It is, a challenging time to be working on that, especially while many of yourself and many of your colleagues are, out on the campaign trail as well, which has to kind of, I guess, I would imagine, take your focus. You got to look at getting work done, but also look at, being back in the district to have an effective campaign and rebut and all those with any types of attacks and whatnot. What are the challenges you're facing right now?
Well, I'm just trying to do my job. I'm talking to people throughout the district to see what their issues are. And as I said, people are talking to me. It's jobs. It's the economy. Everywhere I go, people are talking about the amount of regulations that they're facing. People in small business, more and more federal regulations they're dealing with. It makes it difficult for them to hire people.
Yeah.
And, the uncertainty with the tax code. We got a lot of work to do. There's no doubt about it. But after listening to people, I think I know how I'm going to be working to improve the economy. And that's listening to the people that I've been talking to, and vote to make it easier for people in business to hire.
Well, one of the things I wanted to make sure people had an opportunity is to, if they have any questions or want to find out more about some of your stances as we're going into the elections, your website and information, how people can find out more.
Well, absolutely. Benishek.house.gov. That's my official website. Go there to see where I stand on the issues. You can call into the office anytime. It's 202-225-4735. I encourage people to, if they have a question as to what we're talking about, to give us a call or to go to the website. As a doctor for the last 30 years, it's just been amazing coming here to Washington to see how they do business. I'm used to solving problems and taking care of patients. Here, it's much more frustrating because people there that don't really want to solve the problem. You know, I'm willing to talk to anybody to move forward and get our economy moving. But some people here just seem to think that spending money we don't have is the answer, and I just don't get it. You know, I had to take care of my business. You know, I was in small business for 30 years. You know, I had to make a payroll at the end of the month. You know, and I know what it takes to business. You can't spend money you don't have, and this is what this government continues to do. And we're trying to put a stop to that as hard as we can, but it's going to take an election this November to get that done.